This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. This is episode number 75 on 1 September 10th of 2007. I'm your host, Amanda. With me, as always, is Johnny. Welcome to the show. Crack technical staff.
So did you inhale helium just before?
How's it hanging, Johnny?
I'm okay.
You know, it's September 10th. It's apparently the month where the Reds only play like 4 days a week.
Yeah, they play.
What the heck is up with all these off days?
You would think it was April or something.
Pisses me off. No, they didn't have this many off days in April.
Probably not.
No, they didn't.
The Cardinals, I don't think, have another off day.
Yeah, that's what Belly Scratcher said last time we were talking
to them. Oh, the Reds. One a week, two a week. You
two
know,
a week? I know. It's miserable. I'm like, hanging out. Oh. And then I went to, like, turn on the Cubs game. I thought, well, you know, at least I could watch some divisional stuff. I'll turn on WGN. And they'd already played.
Yeah. Well, they do that day game thing.
I know it.
Stupid
Cubs.
It's an affront
to nature.
Baseball should be played at night.
Yeah, speaking of the Cardinals, that's who's coming up next. Look at that. Belial's going.
Belial versus
Mulder.
Oh, he must have come back from the DL.
Which one? Has Belial been pitching?
No, Mark Mulder. He was out for almost the whole year for the Cardinals.
Oh yeah, what's wrong with him?
I don't know. He hurt something.
No. What about Belial? It seems like we haven't seen him in a while. Has he been out, or has it just been all these off days
I think it's just been all the off days getting you confused.
Or has it been that I haven't been paying any attention because the team sucks so hard?
Maybe that. Okay. You know, I watched Votto's first few games. That was pretty cool.
Yeah?
He came up, and he's just been, you know, hitting home runs and getting hits left and right. It's like, oh, boy, that could have been useful a while ago.
It's crap. It is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because, you know, they have home run hitters, talent, all this they have. It's coming out
on
their
the team.
Freaking
talent,
ears.
The actual players, there's so much talent.
Yeah.
And there's
Heck
even
yeah.
more coming along, it seems.
Oh,
like.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, Dumatre.
Ooh. Ooh. Ouch.
You know, I missed the three home runs to start the game. But it did bring back fond memories of watching the game when Jeff Austin did it the last time.
Yeah, I remember the three home runs. I don't remember Jeff Austin. This must have happened, like, early on in my fandom before I really remembered anyone's names.
Before the blog.
Oh, of course,
just
yeah.
the year before.
Oh, yeah?
It was 2003. Maybe it's 2 years before. I can't remember when you started now. All the losing blends together.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember that.
That's the truth.
It was impressive.
Yeah.
That's happened three times in Major League Baseball history.
And twice we've gotten to see it. Or we've been,
and twice
we've been
the Reds have allowed it.
And it's happened to the Reds. That's awesome. That's really something to be proud of. And it's really, I think, tells you a lot about this team.
I think so.
You know, how long... you know, the Reds have been really bad for quite a while now.
Sure.
And
this whole millennium.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, even to this day, people still think of it as sort of a proud organization, you know, has a history of winning. How long before we no longer have a history of winning?
Well, since the last winning season was 2000, I'd say at least 10 years.
Okay.
From the last winning season, that'd be a good mark. But then the last time they were in the playoffs was, like, 95, so they're...
Wow, that's been a long time.
12 years from that.
You know, I graduated high school in 96.
And then the real... That's true. Then the real mark is, you know, last time you win everything.
They've been...
Which was 1990. 17 years isn't too bad.
They've been losing longer. They haven't been in the playoffs since before I could vote. There's something to think about.
Almost an entire generation.
Yeah, it's awesome. Man, this team sucks. What the hell? And as we were saying, like, the talent level is incredible.
On
it's
the,
just they can't...
Roster. But not
on
the
staff. But what the heck? Is it, you know, the management's horrible. And I'm not just talking about the on-the-field management. It's the general management as well.
Just in general, they're not very...
in general managed. Management. The in-general management. Now, the general management, the construction of the roster. And then, of course, once you're on the field, you know, you've got the lineup construction, which, you know, we've seen an improvement since McCann and in that arena, but you just have a hard time believing it's going to last, because every single time we've had an interim manager, things have gotten better briefly.
Yeah.
And now we're, man, it seems like every time you turn on...
And even the lineups, I don't know how much they matter overall. I mean, they always score a lot of runs. I mean, they scored so many runs over the last few years. They just allow so many more.
I don't know. I can't remember if that's true. Is that really true? I'm not sure that that's true.
You don't think? It feels like, no. Well, maybe it's just been lately they've been scoring a lot.
No, I don't think that they go through long stretches of time where they don't score anything.
That's true.
They'll go and win a game like, 12-3 and then...
And get shut out, that's true.
And then lose.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's more of a sporadic offense, like...
Yeah. Can't, lack of chemistry, lack of, I don't know what they're lacking.
Lack that of reminds me. Spark. I don't know if we got it to talk about it since we took a week off for Labor Day.
Mm.
The Brandon Phillips Albert Pujols fracas.
You know, I'm not in the mood for that yet. We're gonna have to come around to it because I'm feeling really glum, really down. We can't be talking about Brandon Phillips right now.
Okay.
What the heck? The Pirates went and fired their general manager.
Well,
can you believe that he survived as long as he did? Holy crap. Holy crap.
Well, you know,
at least with the Reds, man. You can look at them and say they've got a lot of talent.
And they've switched general managers a few times.
You sure? That's true. They keep trying things. They keep throwing it up on the wall and just keeps not sticking.
Maybe it does stick, and that's the problem.
It's kind of because it's sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can believe that with Bowden.
Those leather pants.
He seemed like a sticky kind of a character. Yeah, I'm bummed. Bummed. The end of the season is coming up so quick. And, I had so much hope for the season. We were talking about this before. When the season started up, we participated in a make-a-prediction about the the season kind of a thing. Even if you weren't actually putting pen to paper and saying, yeah, I think the Reds are going to do really well this year, you were thinking it. You're looking at the talent. You were looking at the changes they'd made. You're like, yeah, things are going to change this year. And how could we have been so wrong? What did we miss about this team that should have told us, you know what, it's the same old crap?
Yeah.
It looks different.
I don't know.
But it's the same old crap in a different container.
With a new and improved sticker on the outside.
It's like, the saying about the turd in the box. You put the ribbon and you wrap it up pretty and you make it all presentable, it's still turned in the box. It's like they took it out of the box and put it in a jar. Nice gingham piece of cloth on the top and, still turned in a jar.
Turned in a box, wrap it up real nice, and it's still the Cincinnati Reds.
Except it's not true. It's like a turd made out of the finest in creamed corn and honey roasted peanuts and stuff. It's like, it's like there's so many good qualities, so much to look at this and say, yeah, man, things are really going to get good here. We got some really promising pitchers, and we got, and the rotation was pretty decent there for a while.
Was a lot better before they traded Loesch away.
And we got Hamilton, and man, holy crap, who would have figured he was going to be what he was going to be, and all that, and then here we are.
Here we are. Same
number,
old.
Number four, which, I guess four is better than six, but it's still...
Yeah, but it's barely.
I know.
They're only like two games out of last place.
And
crazy.
And what is ever going to change? How is it ever going to get better? You say, if only they brought in better pitchers. I just don't believe it. If only they had more money. I don't believe it. I don't believe that any of those things are going to be what's going to fix this team. Because we've seen improvements. We've seen, incremental changes. We've seen big changes. We've seen them take out the manager and take out the general manager and bring in a whole new ownership and
well, you can't
build
the
freaking steamboat
ownership
out in center field.
Now, that really... Maybe that's what doomed the team.
They brought in, 1,500 different broadcasters.
No, I think it was the steamboat in center field.
They're making Jeff Porcaro share his stage time with Steve Stewart, which I'm in favor of. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, things are tumultuous, and yet everything stays the same. The more things change, the more they stay the same. We were talking about Kyle Loesch earlier this week too, and
he's going to be a free agent.
Yeah,
which is the main reason they traded him. And it since Carlos Zambrano signed with the Cubs, Loesch is going to be one of the better free agent starters out there.
That's incredible. This is going to be a horrible year for free agents.
Apparently.
Well, what kind of
Loesch is a solid starter, but he's nothing.
Well, yeah.
I imagine he's going to get far more money than...
If you're the number three pitcher for the Reds...
There you go.
You're not that sparkly.
And you know what? At the beginning of the season, I mean, going into spring training, he wasn't the number three. The pencil one
right,
was
Milton. He was the number four.
Yeah.
But look, man, things were looking good there, weren't they? Milton,
yeah, Milton will go back. He'll do maybe a little bit. That's, you know, maybe that's part of it. I didn't expect Milton to be a complete...
I don't know.
It's hard to say. Well, no one could have predicted the... Well, yeah, you could have predicted the bullpen being that bad. I mean,
here's a question for you.
I don't know.
Here's a question for you. How stupid is Carlos Zambrano?
No kidding.
Hello.
Where was his agent on that one?
No joke, man. You're like, what would make you sign with the Cubs before you test the waters?
No kidding.
Is he afraid he's going to get injured in that amount of time? I mean, why would you possibly sign? Now, don't get me wrong. He got a lot of money. I mean, he's set for life.
I don't know. I think he could have been going after, like, A-Rod money.
Well, yeah. I mean, and especially with the market the way it's going to be this upcoming season, and he still could have signed with the Cubs.
Yeah.
He still could have gotten the same freaking deal in the offseason.
Or he could have realized, oh yeah, the Cubs suck. They missed the playoffs again. Maybe I'll sign with someone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've talked about how much I think that he... I don't think that he's a number one, in my opinion, because I think he's a little bit too unstable. He's a little bit...
A
little bit too passionate.
How can you afford...
I'm just saying.
Another pitcher.
If you could bring him in.
His caliber.
If you could bring him in as a number two and have someone with a little bit of more of a level head, maybe someone with so much name recognition power that even if they were making less, they could be. But I don't know who that would be.
Harangue.
Well, yeah. Harangue with the name recognition power.
Right.
Oh, yes.
That spells harangue.
You know, the story on Reds.com, the title of the mailbag is, Where's the National Love for Harangue?
Why would the Nationals care about that? Adam Harangue.
Adam Harangue. But you know, all this talk about Harangue not getting enough love just makes me say, where's the love for Demontre? Where's the love for Demontre, Johnny? I mean, look at what a good job he did this last time.
You know, I thought he would be a better pitcher than he has been.
Oh, man. He's been stinky. Wow. Wow. But, you know, I guess they just got to keep throwing someone out there.
I guess.
You know, you're talking about, you saw it, we're out on Red Zone or something. Out on, I don't know, what was that thing you were looking at? Oh, the thing about on WLW with the,
Yeah.
What was up with that?
I don't know, kind of the, I don't even know how to describe them, but yeah.
Well, it's tangential to the point. Which is that you had reason to go out to Red Zone, I usually avoid.
I was just looking up.
I usually avoid for the same reason I avoid WLW.
700 WLW, where Sig Dennison and Billy Cunningham were fighting or something. I don't know. I didn't hear it. I was just wondering.
Were they slapping each other? I was like, ow.
Broken nail.
You jammed my finger.
Oh,
now
sorry.
I won't be able to type Q, A, or Z.
I just saw an offhand comment, so I went to Red Zone to see if they had any more, but there wasn't anything.
But they were complaining about, like, the people, like, I think you mentioned Tom Schern specifically. There was somebody complaining that, oh, he shouldn't be playing.
He's not the future.
He's not the future of the team. Okay, who the hell is the future of the team then?
It's like, I'm not so
who
sure.
Who the hell else are we going to send out there to pitch at this point? No freaking joke. Who the hell else?
Surely, maybe some guy in, A? Ball? Their season's over.
If they want me to pitch, I'd be happy to be the future of this team. You know, the one prorated major league minimum that I would get for one day of pitching, I'd be happy to take it.
Sure.
Heck yeah. That's exactly the reason I avoid the forums with lots of fans, because I get so annoyed. I get so irritated with people not thinking about the things that they say. You know, I say my share of stupid stuff. Because I'm not that educated when it comes to baseball. Not that educated when it comes to lots of things, but...
Edumacated.
No, I know my way around a diamond. Which reminds me.
This is the 75th episode.
This is episode number 75, which would be our diamond episode.
But isn't every episode our diamond episode?
No, when we're at the diamond, it is, baby. The baseball diamond episode. We should start over. Welcome, baseball fans.
No. I think we should start. I think we should just stop.
But no, you wanted to talk about something that I wasn't cheerful enough about. Oh, it was Brandon Phillips getting into a fight with Albert Pujols.
Yeah, a while ago.
You go, Phillips.
I'd pay.
You call
to
his
that.
Ass out. I tell you what,
this team needs something. They feel so boring and bland.
Pujols is such a jerk too.
Yeah.
You know, arrogant bastard. Call his ass out.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Throw at his head. Do it.
I'd like to see a brawl. I mean, what else is this team doing to entertain us?
Oh, but they're playing the Cardinals next. Maybe we will get a brawl.
Unless Pujols sits every day.
I wonder what I... Well, you know, they don't have any more off days for the rest of the season, so they've got to give him a nap. Because the poor guy, you know, when he's not playing baseball, he's out carrying children who don't have any legs on his back. They don't have any legs on his back. They have legs in general. Yeah, sorry.
I'm confused now. Let's just move on. Oh, but for Phillips, unless the same thing that happened to Harang infects him, mm-hmm. he should win a gold glove at second.
You think so?
I think he should.
Well, who else would be major contention there?
Chase Utley for the Phillies.
Is that who won last year?
I think so.
Well, that would be
There's
to
a
his
lot
advantage.
Of inertia there, yeah. too. So.
Man, though.
But
the thing is, Phillips is fantastic, man.
I know.
He is really something special, but he plays for about the worst team in the universe.
Yep.
So that doesn't help him at all. Poor guy. It's like the same thing about Harang. It's just like, man,
wasting your best years. Oh well. At least we get to see it's that talent, you know. It's just there. Not being utilized.
What about
by the players, but by the management?
What about Hamilton for Rookie of the Year? You think he's got Rookie of the Year?
He missed too much time from injuries and.
Man, he was something special. What
about? They've sat him so much anyway. Even when he's been healthy, it's been so frustrating.
Speaking of rookies,
but he's a dark horse candidate. Sorry.
Speaking of rookies who looked like they might have a chance at the make a run at the Rookie of the Year, but then something terrible happened to him. Well, of course, Ankiel wouldn't actually have been for the Cardinals. Wouldn't actually have been eligible because he wasn't playing long enough. But
he was. He's already been in the majors.
I know, and he was already been in the majors. I'm not. My point is,
it feels like he's
just
a rookie,
came
though.
Up. You know, and he had this big, and everyone's teary and weepy, and they're like, "Oh, it's so wonderful." He was a pitcher before, and he couldn't get his head out of his ass, and so they sent him back down, and he came back up anyway.
I don't think it was in his ass. I think it was in the clouds.
He couldn't get his head reattached to his body.
Because his head was really up high, and that's where he was throwing the ball.
Maybe his head was really down low, and so he thought he had to throw up really high to get to the batter.
Oh.
You know, it's not. I'm not saying. I appreciate the fact that he continued to work hard, and
sure.
I applaud him for hanging in there. But on the other hand, I'm not sure that it's really such a fantastic story that the guy was kind of a head case and then managed to come back as a hitter. Good for the Cardinals, but then again, not so good for the Cardinals because there's been the big question of the HGH.
Yeah, like what, 3 years ago when he was rehabbing as a pitcher? Yeah, whatever.
Well, that's not a very good exposition at all. 3 years ago, when he was rehabbing as a pitcher,
he apparently allegedly received a 12-month shipment of HGH.
Uh-huh. Was it, like, legal? Was that allowed? Was it by prescription?
As far as I know, it's not legal to get a prescription of HGH.
Ever?
Yeah. I think there are exceptions.
Probably if you're a person who is very small. I mean, there are people who don't grow, right?
Right. For an athlete, probably not. It was also from but I don't know. It was also from like a kind of a shady place. It wasn't like he was going to CVS for this alleged prescription. It was like this place that's been busted before. So it's all fishy.
Well, but he only got a year's supply 3 years ago.
Right.
Has he run out? Saving some? Yeah, does maybe. It go bad?
I don't know.
What happens when it starts going bad? Does it make you smaller?
I don't know.
Does it only make, like, your fingers grow, or...
There's been lots of...
Perhaps?
I don't think that would help you.
You know, like, in the... Way. In, like, Flubber? Was it Flubber? No, no, no. What was the movie with
that was The Eddie Mask.
Murphy? No, no, no. With Eddie Murphy, and he was fat, and then he was skinny, and...
The Clumps?
No, no, no. The movie... It was, Now I don't know. It might have been a Flubber movie. But it was, like,
The Professor or something like that.
He had been
Nutty
really
Professor.
Fat. The Nutty Professor. Yeah.
See? I was thinking of the sequel. The lesser known Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps.
Well, you know, the Nutty Professor, he takes this, it's just this, like, the only scene that I remember from the entire movie, he takes this, concoction to make himself thin, and then it starts to wear off, and parts of him start getting bigger and shrinking, like, he's kind of, like, freaking out, and one of them is, like, his lower lip gets enormously fat, which is funny, because even when he was fat, his lip was not actually that large. I mean, it was the size of a cantaloupe, and it was huge.
Right. The Nutty Professor. Remake of the Jerry Lewis movie.
Well, you know. When in doubt, remake a Jerry Lewis movie.
I guess.
All right.
Also, in other substance abuse news.
Yeah.
One of the Reds' minor league catchers was...
That's right.
...busted for something.
Young Mr. Jorgensen.
Yeah.
Tisk, tisk, young Mr. Jorgensen.
You had your chance. You would have been called up again.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, well.
But, you know, on the other hand, the way they mishandle catchers around here, who even knows? Though I've got to give props to McCannon for playing. Javi started Bronson Arroyo's last start.
That's right. And guess what? What did Arroyo do? Did he win?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he kicked some ass. I think it was like 3-10 or something. They actually scored on his behalf.
Right. Yeah,
which
it was
may have
early.
Also had something to do with Javi. Hello.
That's funny. Yeah, that maybe that was it. Maybe that was the only reason they sucked so much at the beginning of the year.
Was what?
Naren's refusal to play Javi.
What the hell was wrong with that guy?
He made some real big boneheaded decisions.
I wonder, like, looking back on it, does he realize it was idiotic? Or does he still stand by it? Because, like, no kidding, I do think they need to check the manager's office for mercury. They need to check it for mercury or, I don't know what other kind of substance would make you, maybe lead?
Maybe there are a bunch of made-in-China toys lining the walls.
They need to stop sucking on the toys in the office because it makes them stupider. It's like they come in initially, and they're doing great, and they're, like, sharp, and they're smart, and they got all these great ideas, and then they slowly get stupider, crazier. And soon they're saying things like, well, Javi can't call the game. What? Then you call the game. You can hit.
I think the managers can do that on some teams. Occasionally, throughout history, they've called the pitches.
Yeah. And occasionally, those managers were previously catchers. Like, always. Hello.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Anyway, so
the
shall
season's
we...
winding down, yeah. As is this podcast. Want to do a quick recap of the Central?
Yeah, we got to finish this up because we got to turn back on the fan before I melt over here. It's freaking hot. We turn off the fan when we start recording for the podcast because
I forgot once, and it was just like we were recording in a wind tunnel. You just get.
I don't think that was true. I think that you're so picky because of your previous radio experience.
No. If I were picky, I would have spent money on actual equipment months ago.
Yeah, you're just going to do it in the future, is all.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, before we get to that one funny thing. Kind of.
Oh, hold on a second. You pull up a web page that says obituary on it, and then introduce the piece as one funny thing. Okay, I just wanted to set that up. Go ahead. Please proceed. One funny thing.
Okay, there's a... It's okay, sure, it's about a guy dying, and that's not funny. But in
Depends on how he died.
In the obituary of the person, his name was Bill Henry.
Uh-huh.
The Associated Press reported... incorrectly that he was a former major league pitcher of the same name,
uh-huh,
who had also played for the Reds. It turned out that this man, Bill Henry, who had died, had been masquerading, telling people he was the former major league pitcher for years. And it didn't come out until after the obituary because they printed that, and then, like, the actual guy living in Texas goes, "Hey, wait a minute.
not dead.
Not dead.
Hey, guys. Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated."
So, yeah, it's sad that the guy died, but...
Wow, though. How would you like to do that? I could go around masquerading as the mist feminist mystery author.
There you go.
Except that she died. She
killed herself, I believe.
Well, you know, was tortured souls of those feminist mystery authors.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Oh, anyway, back to the Central.
Yeah.
The Reds helped push the Brewers into first.
Oh, all right. It's always nice to see the Cubs not in first again.
Cubs are in second. St. Louis has really fallen off. They've lost four in a row. They're sitting in third.
Wow. Well, they, yeah.
And then there's like a huge distance between the third and fourth
place. Hold on a second. It's going to be all right for the Cardinals, though, because
they're playing the Reds.
They're playing to the Reds. They're
right.
Coming. Are they coming to town, or are the Reds going there? It really doesn't matter.
They're going to Cincinnati.
It really, really doesn't matter.
No, not really.
They can mop up the floor with them either place. We've seen it. We've seen it so many times.
Just last time they swept the Reds.
I wonder. I gotta get ready. I'm gonna have to start thinking some smack talk. I've been really uninspired with the smack talk lately.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Well, it's
hard. Like, what am I supposed to say? Yep. Red Sox. You got
it. After all these years, it's like, well, okay.
So you think Ankiel spreading around some of that HGH, huh? Hmm?
Can he spread some around over here? Because our players need more power.
No, I mean here, because I need to get bigger.
Oh.
I'm tired of being 5'5".
I wonder if HGH helps managers.
Oh, that's a great idea. We need to come up with something that managers can take to not become stupid and crazy.
Hmm.
What can we do for general managers? You know, honey, I understand honey.
Cinnamon?
Also brings up the IQ. Cinnamon increases, like, alertness.
Oh, well.
It's good for your
health,
but that wouldn't be bad either.
You know, you got to be alert for those trades.
Perhaps, some cinnamon honey toast in the mornings would be a good... So this is the prescription from the Red Hot Mama to our manager and general manager. Start off your day with some delicious cinnamon and honey. Perhaps in your oatmeal. Perhaps on your toast. However,
but not on your toes.
Well,
that's gross.
Probably not. But, you know, they might do that. I mean, it depends on how stupid and crazy they've gotten. Anyway, okay, so what else? We talked about...
The Pirates and the Astros are bringing up the rear.
Yeah, what about the two teams that have fired their general managers. And look, in order, Houston, Pittsburgh. Who's next? Yeah, and I don't think the Cardinals are going to be firing their general manager anytime soon. What about the Cubs? What about the Cubs? If they fail to make it after all this, if they choke again, what's going to become of their organization?
I could easily see the management. Probably not Pinella, but I could see the general manager being fired. Maybe Pinella,
well,
too.
I mean,
they invested a lot of money this year.
That's true. That's true. It would be hard, I would think, after with just one season of the Pinella and how close they have gotten even to this point.
Sure.
But then again, like you said, they've invested a lot of money this year. Shouldn't they have, like, run away with this? I mean, not
they
just
were
barely
such
be...
a terrible team before. That's, I mean, they've just, that's what I, at least I was fairly accurate on that feeling at the beginning of the year. Like, well, yeah, they've upgraded their team to around a 500 ball club.
What was it
that
Joe said?
95 wins is what. Yeah,
so where are they now?
73.
So they only need 20 more.
I don't even think there are that many games left.
They only need 22 more. They only need 22 more. Maybe he's counting the postseason. They're going to have to, like, take those series and extend them so that they get the most number of wins possible. You don't want to sweep that bad boy. You want to, like, drag it out.
Well,
I guess
just
give
you more losses.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He didn't say how many losses there were.
Well, we've got the Cardinals coming up.
I'm looking forward to that, I tell you what. Seeing Matt Belisle and Mark Mulder go at it. And hopefully there's a brawl. Kick
that
his ass, Phillips. Kick his ass. I will be cheering for you, brother. My brother in pain.
And
Which there probably would be if you were to pick a fight with Albert Pujols.
Just stomp on his broken foot.
Oh, oh, oh!
And he'll hop around.
Yeah.
That'd be funny. No, it wouldn't.
Well, you know, yeah. We get frustrated this time of year. All right, shall we end this thing before we melt and before we embarrass ourselves?
Well, I've already gone on for far too long. I can't imagine anyone enjoying this at all.
Is anyone even listening? Probably not. All right. Well, we'll in any event, you know, the Reds aren't mathematically eliminated yet, so we'll look forward to that this week. Oh. Probably coming up against the Cardinals. So you know, keep on hanging in there. Football season's here, and go Reds.
The Red Hot Broadcast is recorded weekly in a land where the impossible can happen, like the Cubs winning 95 games. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.